Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Fritz and Friends. I am Cheryl Fritz, along with producer Scott Eckersley, on this Tuesday evening. We're going to get right out to the phone lines to Nathan Triplett, who is East Lansing City Councilman. Good evening, Nathan. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. The reason that we wanted to speak with you tonight is the City of East Lansing is planning on offering health insurance and other benefits to same-sex partners of city employees, East Lansing City employees, beginning July 1st of this year, of 2011. Maybe if we could give a little background, because you've been working on this for a while now, as to how we got to this point of implementation coming ahead.
Sure. Well, as your listeners probably know, in 2004, the voters of the state of Michigan approved Proposal 2, which established a definition of marriage in our state. And then in 2008, our state Supreme Court interpreted that constitutional amendment, and specifically the last few words at the end, or similar union for any purpose, to prohibit local units of government from offering domestic partner benefits. So what East Lansing has done, given the fact that 70% of our voters rejected Proposal 2, and we value our employees and their contributions to our residents, is we've been looking for a way to be able to recognize that equal work and equal pay is an important principle in our community, and to find a way to offer benefits to our employees, which is what gave rise to our other eligible individual benefits proposal that the council recently discussed, and which you just referenced, which will allow us to do just that, provide equal benefits to all of our employees, regardless of whether or not their partner is of the same or opposite sex, and to take really that fundamental fairness issue and resolve it for our community.
Now, I'm going to step back just a little bit into something you just said. Was part of the impetus for this because, as you said, 70% of the voters in the East Lansing community didn't agree with Proposal 2?
Well, certainly that weighs into it. It was approved statewide, but 70% of our voters in East Lansing did not approve of it. And frankly, in the conversations I've had with residents, all of them have been shocked to discover that East Lansing doesn't already offer some benefit like this. In fact, folks may not know, but East Lansing was one of the first communities in the country to ban discrimination based on sexual orientation. And so when people find out that we're not providing the same benefits to all of our employees, they see the disconnect between those two things, and I found everyone to be very supportive of the idea that all of our employees should be treated fairly.
Now, who qualifies under other eligible individuals in the household, who qualifies as an OEI?
Mm-hmm. That's an excellent question. Gender doesn't matter, as I noted, but it's not open to everyone. We're modeling our policy off of the policy that Michigan State University actually uses, so the individuals would have to have lived together for at least 18 months. The OEI has to be over 18 years of age, and they can't be related or be eligible for inheritance under Michigan law. So it does narrow the field of individuals who are available. But, for example, someone's girlfriend or boyfriend could certainly qualify under the policy. Someone's domestic partner could qualify under the policy, or individuals who had lived together for 18 months and some kind of cooperative relationship could qualify as well. So the net is fairly broad, but we think it's narrow enough that it gets at what we're trying to do without being open for abuse.
How many are you expecting to, I mean, certainly in the years you've been working on this, you've asked these questions and polled city employees. How many are you expecting to be looking to appoint an OEI in their household of East Lansing city employees?
Right. Now, we're expecting the number to be very small based on the experience that Michigan State, which is obviously a much larger employer than the city of East Lansing, has had, something on the order of 1%. We have 300 employees approximately in the city, so at the most we're looking at about 3 people, which is, assuming they took advantage of the benefit proposal, is something on the order of 0.1% of our total general fund expenditure at the most. So it's a very small number of people, but the message that it sends in terms of the values of our community can't be overstated.
Now, and people always, you know, when we're talking about budgets and so forth and money, they like to know what we're talking about. You said the percentage of the budget. What does that translate to dollar-wise?
Well, the city pays about $4,300 for one person for their health care during the course of the year, and about $10,400 for two people. So, again, depending on how many individuals we're talking about taking advantage of the plan, those numbers can vary a little bit, but in any case, if the spouse or the OEI of an employee has access to insurance and for whatever reason they choose not to use that but to use the city plan, they'll have to buy into that at a cost of $1,800 per year, just like any spouse or any other employee would have to do under those circumstances. So, again, the dollar amount in terms of the size of our city is fairly small, but the statement it makes about the values of our community is huge.
The article that I read recently in the journal that you were quoted in talks about health insurance and other benefits. What would be the other benefits that this is referring to?
It applies primarily to health insurance benefits. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here is health insurance for city employees. But, you know, as we go through this process and look at other benefits that city employees receive, when we're talking about pensions and things like that, we want treatment to be as equal as possible for all employees across the board. But the particular proposal the council discussed right now deals exclusively with health insurance.
You did mention earlier that MSU has offered OEI benefits since this last July to MSU employees, and also Ingham County has done the very same thing since August of 2008. Is this your understanding as well?
That's correct.
And you've been working on this since 2008. Is it just the process that takes this kind of time, or have you come up against resistance to this, or in your position in the city council, is it just how the process goes?
So it is a process issue, and obviously, you know, there are legal issues that have to be resolved, and we've been very studious in making sure that we consult with labor attorneys and human resources attorneys to ensure that the policy that we're crafting comports with the state constitution, but also accomplishes the goals that we're looking to accomplish in terms of equal treatment for our employees. So the process of getting that right and really hammering out the details just takes time.
According to the deputy city manager, George Lahanis, you know, it's important, and he says the city attorney has reviewed all this for compliance, I assume.
Absolutely. You know, we got an opinion from the city attorney who helps us with human resources issues, reviewing the proposed policy and the policy that Michigan State University uses against the state's proposal too, and National Pride at Work versus Granholm, which is the state Supreme Court case invalidating domestic partner benefits, to make sure that his analysis matched our understanding, which is that this policy comports with both the amendment and the court's ruling, and he says it does.
Very good. What about next steps? You're intending for it to go into effect July 1st. Are there any more steps in city government with the city council, or in order for that to happen, or are we just waiting for the time at this point?
Essentially, we're waiting for the time. The council held a work session discussion of this issue and directed the staff to include this in the employee contracts that we'll be approving for the next fiscal year. But obviously, our fiscal year starts July 1, so we're well into it at this point, and we've already approved health care contracts with our employees for the current year. So at this point, we're waiting for those contracts to run their course and then to approve the next round for our next fiscal year.
Given the answer to that last question, are you expecting any challenges to this at this point because it's been in the news lately? Or in addition, a second question, I guess, going along with this, have you seen people at East Lansing City Council meetings who have been opposed to this?
I haven't to this point, and frankly, Cheryl, I don't expect it. Again, as I said, you know, a great deal has happened since Proposal 2 was enacted in 2004, and every time I talk to residents in our community, as I said, they're shocked to discover that we're not already doing this. More often than not, people have just assumed that a community like East Lansing must have taken this step to treat all of our employees equally. So I think that the adoption of this policy fits squarely within the strongly held values of our community, and all the compliment or all the communication that I've received from residents thus far since we had this discussion has been very complimentary and encouraging the city to continue to stand up for equal treatment of all of our employees and all of our residents.
And Nathan, you have always seen this, and correct me if I'm wrong, as a community values statement rather than a budget issue.
Absolutely. I mean, again, we've looked at the budgetary impact. Clearly, that's part of our responsibility, and it's minimal. But the core issue here is one of fundamental fairness and equal pay for equal work. And East Lansing, again, is a community with a strong heritage in that area of standing up for equal treatment. And so you're right. For me, this has always been an issue of making sure that the benefits that we're offering as a city employer comport with our community's values of equal treatment. And I think this policy does just that.
Very good. Well, Nathan Triplett, East Lansing City Councilman, I appreciate you being with us tonight and kind of helping us sort through the process, where it has been and how we got to where we are today. Excuse me. I appreciate your help in clearing that up for us.
Well, it's my pleasure, Cheryl. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
You too, now.
And we'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages on 1320 WILS. Coming up, Sergeant Kevin Rodd with the Michigan State Police on the new recruit school. We'll be right back.